I have control. I have control. I have control. Execute.
All right.
We're live.
We are live.
We're back.
And we're live, actually.
Yes.
Because we usually say we're live.
Yeah, and we're actually live.
We're like live, live.
Yeah, live, live. Exactly.
Like now. Not then, right. Now.
Yeah, this now.
Are you excited for the new Spaceballs movie?
Anything having to do with Mel Brooks is always genius. And his son's not far behind. So, absolutely.
Oh, man. I am so psyched for the upcoming Spaceballs 2.
They had Blazing Saddles on ABC Family Channel.
Did they?
Not even 2 weeks ago. I'm like,
I started watching that for the first time.
Oh,
like, I've seen bits and pieces, but I tried to do a watch through and I couldn't because my daughter kept walking into the room and I'm like, nope, we cannot. this is not appropriate.
There are so many like statements made in pop culture that come from that movie. There's so many. I mean, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Guys, welcome. We are live.
Yep.
Berm Limits Live.
We are, welcome to the official podcast of Bulletin.net.
Yes.
The Berm Limits Podcast Live. We have not been around much for this podcast.
We have been a little busy.
Yep.
A little busy.
We'll talk about that some in a minute, but, we do want to apologize for kind of being a little bit absentee.
Yes.
With the berm limit stuff of late. However, there's some other cool stuff happening. So,
yes.
Welcome, everybody. And before we get any further, what we should do is recognize some great people, or at least a great person. And a great company.
I think you're correct. I think we really should.
So, the Berm Limits Live is brought to you by Iron Pig Armament. Built for and by people who take training seriously. Iron Pig doesn't just sell firearms and gear, they build platforms designed to perform under real use. Take the Pig 9, their 8.3-inch 9mm pistol caliber carbine they call the Pig in the Blanket. Compact, reliable, and purpose-built for shooters who demand serious performance. Whether you're running a long training day or setting up for your next class, Iron Pig Armament makes sure your equipment is never the weak link. Check them out today at ironpigarmament.com. Iron Pig Armament, serious gear for serious training.
He's a cool dude. He's a great dude. He's a brother. He makes fantastic stuff that goes bang when he needed to go bang.
Mm-hmm.
And he even supports us by being in the live chat with us,
which is awesome. There he is.
He's right there.
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. I just saw, 606 Guns. The guy from Tap Rack Ridge opened a gun shop, and he did a whole thing on the Pig in a Blanket.
Oh,
yeah. Showing off the bag, showing off the pistol. It was pretty cool.
I have not gotten to see Turtle in a while. I've heard nothing but great things about his Pig in the Blanket.
Yep.
The Pig 9. Everyone talks to me like, dude, you know Turtle. You've run the Gladiator. Like, have you tried the new Pig 9? I haven't. I've actually never had a pistol caliber carbine before, so maybe I should try one out soon.
Maybe.
That would be good. But we should. You should definitely support Iron Pig Armament. They're great people.
Yeah.
And Turtle's awesome.
Remember, guys, like, your money has power, and it has the ability to support amazing people. Like, you should put your money in people that support the training community, that support this thing we do. And it's important because, like, yes, you could buy this thing from this company that doesn't care you exist and doesn't know you exist. Or you can buy from a guy that makes good stuff that helps support him build more cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, we're very excited to keep this thing going. And it's really due to the support of amazing people and the sponsors of the Berm Limits podcast and the Bulletin channel. So thank you guys for doing that. We have some big news.
We do.
Lots. I mean, obviously we have some news because things have been happening over the last
a couple things. Like, I mean,
couple
really,
months
like,
since we haven't really
I
been,
mean, like, You know, we've just been slacking off, sitting back, drinking cocktails. You know, it hasn't been major, right?
No, yeah. We've been doing nothing.
No.
I mean, like, no training whatsoever.
No. Why would we train?
So one of the big things that we're announcing on this, can you actually do me a favor? Can you shake that harder? Like maybe in front of the microphone? Yeah, that'd be perfect. Like we're doing a podcast.
I could do that or I could cough.
Or you can like scratch the table like you used to. Yeah. Yes. That's exactly what we should do.
ASMR people. ASMR.
Mm-hmm. You're the worst. but we do have some news to give you guys on Bulletin and things that have been going on. So one of the big ones is we've been developing a new set of business offerings from Bulletin.
Yes.
So this is kind of in line with the fact that I've been in advertising the last 20 years.
It's almost like you could be doing your career, chosen career, for the people and the things that you want to talk about.
Yeah, this is really what I want to do in life is like take the skills that I have and utilize them for good people instead of
people.
Giant conglomerates that, you know, just
but he loves you conglomerates that you
yeah. Yes. I need to not talk about that you on need live to not streams. Talk about that. But we I've been developing some business offerings from Bulletin. So the newest one being Bulletin Productions, which we'll talk about some of the new things developed by Bulletin Productions in just a minute, but that's our podcasting and video services wing.
By the way, learn through pain, suffering, anxiety, stress.
It's all the learnings we've had in the last 2 years of
– keep saying we.
Well, it's a group effort. There's like a dev group of people that are a part of this whole thing.
Yes.
But we've definitely like our learnings in the podcast have helped me figure out how to offer that as a solution. So if you or you know anybody that's looking to get a podcast up and rolling, I feel like we've probably figured that out by now. And hopefully you'll see that come to life in one of the things we're talking about in a minute. But there's also other Bulletin professional services that that I've started offering that if people are interested, they should check them out. Photography. So I've been going around doing a bunch of photography lately.
What was the last thing you did?
So the last thing I did, this is one of the things that I've been up to lately, and I'll post a link in the show notes or whatever. I wish I had one handy. I went to Ben Franklin Range out in Western PA and got to do some photography for the Ben Franklin Range Orion Training Group Team Sniper Challenge.
Yep.
Who I got to meet one of the instructors from Orion Training Group, Dylan. Awesome dude. We've been chatting. I offered up my services as a photographer. He's like, yeah, come on out. So had the opportunity to go out there, take a bunch of photography, some drone footage, and go out there and just help them out because it was a charity event. Doing a bunch of photography. I've also been doing a bunch of design work for people, all within this world. I think I'm at like 6 logos right now and branding sets for
including my logo,
including Max's logo. Actually, I don't claim your logo. Yours was kind of started outside.
It was,
but like the Zero Point branding. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody like who would want like sometimes you don't want to disclose things, but there's been at least 3. Firearms trainers that I've worked with, holster company, good people just making stuff for us, mm-hmm. doing graph design, flyers, sales materials, stuff like that, brand merchandising, you know, doing design work for apparel, promotional marketing. So article writing, we basically stood up the blog this year and doing, sponsored articles. And I mean,
guys, if you haven't found the blog yet, you should.
The blog's got good stuff on it.
It really does.
That's where I'm posting all the photography, by the way. So if you want to go to blog.bulletin.net, you can find all of the photography that I do in the tactical world will be posted in there. There's a button up at the top that says photo galleries.
Yeah. I mean, like, If you have not found the blog, besides the photos, the articles are very good. Mike does a very, very good job of being in depth with all of the subject matter, giving you different options, talking about different parts of whatever it is he's talking about, whether it's the radio stuff. So guys, like, you really should use it as a resource. It's awesome.
Well, thanks. And then, yeah, there's lots of good information on there. And then, there's some curated AARs, after action reports, of different trainers across the country, and classes that I haven't personally been to. So I've recruited some people that make
Garrett Mattson. I think
Garrett Mattson's one of the people I've recruited to kind of offer, you know, some AARs from his perspective. Reed Lindauer, I've also posted AARs from him, myself. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody at the moment, but like that's the goal, is to get really good students that are articulate, that do good AARs, and highlight them and the companies that they train
with. How would someone get their AAR to you?
They can email me at mike@bulletin.net, and I would be happy to review AARs. And then hopefully at some point there will be an offering where we have kind of like a forum where people can start posting their own AARs. Yeah. So it'll be a bit more open source. But for now, there's a curated kind of thing in the blog. But all of this is to really lead to the core offering, which is the bulletin.net event listing platform. So everyone, I hope, is familiar with that by now.
If not, you're wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of the whole reason we do this stuff, and it's all free. It's free. So you should tell everybody.
Wait, are you saying that it doesn't cost any money? It
doesn't cost anybody anything. As a matter of fact, it costs me a bunch. So, like, if it costs anybody, it costs me. But that is the thing that I believe in as being a tool for people to use and to and we're making it better day by day. And I have an update for that as well once we get into the network updates.
And I mean, guys, like, I remember when he told me about bulletin.net, I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. I thought he was making bullets or something. Yeah. There was a bullet symbol and it kind of looked like bullet, but it wasn't bulletin. But when he told me what it was, like, it is one of those things that is such a disconnect between the awesome instructors out there and their ability to get that information out to the students. Because the reality is that you're never going to make millions of dollars as a firearms instructor. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen. And that costs money. So the fact that he has got it set up the way it has grown, it's crazy how many instructors and how many classes are posted. Like, I think it's impossible at this point to live in the northeast quadrant of the United States and on any given weekend not find something happening there.
Well, there's stuff happening all across the country. There's stuff.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and then we have now Hollaby is our furthest west, correct?
Ashigaro Defense. When he has classes, there's a bunch in Texas from Sunny, at Forward Training Concepts. We have, classes popping up out west in the Las Vegas area from Buell. Don't hate me, Buell. I'm trying to remember. I don't want to mess up the name of your company. We have a bunch of classes all across the country listed up on there. There's over 250 on there right now.
Like, that's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, that growth is amazing. To see it mature the way it has been phenomenal to watch.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it, and hopefully we're just getting bigger and bigger with things being added every day. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I also have an update on that type of stuff soon. So yeah, definitely check out bulletin.net. If you're out there, you know somebody that might need some of those terminal outcomes. Thank you. That just popped into my head. Thank you, Josh, for the update.
You, sir, get a gold star.
Gold star. Yes. So that is the update on Bulletin.
Why have we been gone for so long?
Why have we been gone? What have we been up to?
What have we been doing?
So Bulletin Productions was developed recently as kind of, trying to have an umbrella for now the two podcasts that are coming out of Bulletin. Technically, there's three. There might be four. So we obviously have the Berm Limits podcast.
I was going to say, am I podcasting and not know that I'm podcasting?
Well, we've kind of had two different shows going on with the Berm Limits. So we've had Berm Limits episodes, which yes. we've done from the start, where I did that funny voice and we talk about news things.
The best part and, that ever, right now you're sitting there saying, yeah, why isn't he doing the voice? Why hasn't he done it yet?
Because it's not in the show notes for tonight. So
put your requests up there, people.
We've been doing that part of the that part of the podcast, and then we've been having interviews. Yes. So both of those have felt kind of separate. So those are now going to be separate offerings. So there will be the Berm Limits Live, which will be our regularly standing informational show with timely information. On training, things that are happening right now, things that you're going to need to know about right now. And then we will also still have our interview profiles. So to make sure that we're bringing light to people in the industry and the training community that are awesome and deserve it.
Yep.
So those two things are still going to be happening, but we're probably going to split them up and kind of treat them as two separate streams, because you never know when you're going to set up an interview. But we're committing to this being a weekly podcast that we're doing, you know, timely, because that's where we kept running into stuff. Like, we'd record an episode and then it would release a week later, and then all of a sudden the classes that we were talking about are not happening. So now we're going to do it live and we're going to release it. And we're going to get out there, and it'll be a timely format for all of you.
Adam Hall has a request. What about Five with a Fighter, sir?
Oh, well, the Five with a Fighter series, I should get back into those. The Five with a Fighter series, for those that are unaware, is a short interview format series that we did for the Bulletin channel. Anytime I go somewhere and meet new people, I try to pull somebody in with a Five with a Fighter and ask them the same five questions. So I think there's probably six or seven, maybe a little bit more. I think the latest one we did was Rick Takahashi.
Yes.
Was that this year at SHOT Show, yes. or was it last year?
No, this was this year.
It was this year at SHOT Show. Okay, good. At least I've done one this year. But yeah, those are kind of like the opportunities that come along when we're in person. So definitely we'll do more of those. But yeah, so that – and like – again, that's all part of the mission of bringing light to people that are awesome mm-hmm. in this community. So yeah, we got that going on. So Berm Limits is changing.
Yes.
Changing formats.
For the better.
We're changing for the better. Tonight might be not in line with what we hope to do in terms of timing, because we're already 20 minutes in and we're probably going to go long. But
we might. We will.
The goal is to give you guys something small, digestible weekly in like a 45-minute right. format.
Because we're tired.
Yeah, 45 minutes at most is what we're hoping for. If it's a little shorter, that's fine too. But that is the goal each week. Friday nights, 8 p.m. Obviously, if there's a training event that we have to skip, we may reschedule or do something like that. But we're committing to Friday yep. nights, 8 p.m. being our kind of regularly scheduled programming for
You never know. You might get a Berm Limits Live on the road.
Cab of a truck. Or in the car. Yeah.
Yeah.
We might have to make that happen.
It's happened before.
It's going to probably happen. Well, we might be in Kentucky by the time we need to broadcast before the summit. But we'll talk about that yep. in a minute. So all of this said, the reason we're changing formats, the reason we have been a little lax in doing the Berm Limits podcast is because we launched another one. We launched the Ride Along EMT School podcast.
I mean, they already know all about that. Oh, wait, they may not.
They may not. We've been trying to spread the word, obviously, throughout the Bulletin community, everybody on Bulletin. But we're also, this is our attempt as well in terms of reaching out to a whole new community of people.
Right.
In the emergency services world. That is something very akin to what we do. Obviously, we've met a ton of police, EMTs, firefighters through the world of firearms training and outdoor training and everything yeah. related to Bulletin.
Including our co-host.
Yeah, exactly. Our co-host for the Ride Along podcast. So it's not just the two oafs going through school, me and Max. We've brought in Jonathan Aldridge from Iron Forest Consulting Group to be our third co-host for the podcast, which thank God, because he brings a bit of legitimacy to the
otherwise process. It's just two guys like talking as concise as we can.
Yeah.
But now we have a guy that's been through it and passed it that can kind of tell us his stories and his viewpoints and where we're getting things wrong or where we're getting things right.
Yeah. So Jonathan's amazing.
He's awesome.
I love working with him. Obviously love working with Max. We've been doing it for a couple of years now. 3 years, I think we're going on now.
Something
for,
like that.
For doing the podcast. This is episode 46, by the way. I counted today in terms of all of the different interviews and regular episodes that we've done. We're on 46. So hopefully from now on, I'm just going to number them. So number 46 is tonight. But yeah, we're starting a new podcast. It launched this week. We dropped three episodes, like the lead up, like what was it like to find EMT school? The why.
Yep.
If you're interested in the why, please go check out that first. Like, we're not going to go into it here, but the gist of it is, for me, it was like the next step. I've done a bunch of tactical 2-day trauma training, and this was the thing that I viewed as being the next thing I need to do.
Same.
Yeah. So it's like the opportunities after a while dry up, and you need to figure out a way to get better. And without regular patient contacts, without doing it for realsies. I don't like, it's kind of like, it's like, martial arts, right? Like you can take all the martial arts classes that you want and do katas all day, but until you spar with somebody,
no idea.
You don't know what it's like.
Exactly.
And, I'm at the point where I'm like, I need to spar. Like I need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's same as far as the drive behind it. And so far it's been very, very interesting. I actually listened today fully through the first three episodes, and we'd love you guys to check it out.
Yeah, we're very proud of it. Like my gauge for whether or not I'm being successful is like I listen to it and go, would I want to listen to this?
Exactly.
And that may be a terrible gauge, but it's what works for me. Like it helps keep my heart true to what we're doing. And yep. I'm so like, I love those first three episodes.
Mm-hmm.
We have episode 4 dropping on Monday. They're going to be released once a week on Mondays. And it goes through the different topics that we've gone through each week in EMT school.
And guys, like it's on Spotify. It's on all the streaming platforms.
All of the above. Actually.
So you know, if you don't want to just watch the video portion of it, if you want to just drive and listen, you can.
It's primarily an audio podcast.
Yeah.
Kind of like this is too. By the way, all of this, every live episode of the Bermelos Live, will be ported over to Spotify, Apple. Like I've learned how to do like the distribution stuff better, so that's what we're going to be doing for this podcast as well. So. Obviously we'll do it live with video, but, there will be, we're primarily looking at this as an opportunity to do an audio podcast so that people can still listen along.
Right.
But we're doing it live. Hence why we have really good microphones and we're trying to pump up the audio quality.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely please check out the Ride Along EMT School podcast. It's growing. I started looking at some of the metrics today, and
I was actually going to ask you about how it was doing because I haven't. Obviously, I can't see it.
It's going beyond our circles. Let's put it that way.
That's awesome.
So
that's exciting stuff.
Hopefully, we'll see that grow, and we'll keep you guys updated on it. But yeah, that was the big reason why we have been so distracted and so pulled away from berm limits. Is because we were just doing a different podcast and we needed a few weeks to kind of like pull that together, get to school, figure out how to do the thing, get some recordings going, launch it. It's a lot of work.
Well, not to mention that we're doing this, we're doing school 2 nights a week.
Yep.
For our classes. So there's a lot of time involved there.
2 nights a week school, 1 night a week and 2 nights a week recording. So that's like,
I'm moving in.
Yeah. Might as well. So yeah, we have lots going on. Please, you know, stay tuned. Lots of stuff going on. However, this is the part where we transition
Da-da.
To people other than us.
You should do a squiggly line or something.
Yeah. What we really want to do in this podcast is talk about other people.
Yes.
And the amazing trainers out there and the people within the Bulletin Network. Like, yes. That is the thing that you will hear from us every episode on the Bermoats Live, is some highlights from around the network. It's something we started doing, I think, this year on the Berm Limits podcast.
I think we were doing it, but we really focused
on
it.
Yeah, we formalized it. We turned it into a...
Because we had started getting away from it and more into, like, the stories that we were finding. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, the reason why we started this is to highlight what's going on at Bolton.net.
Yeah, like, this was
kind of silly to have that just be a passing comment. That's kind of silly.
Mm-hmm. So, we are going to have the regular segment of what's going on around the network.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest one being right now, the thing that we want to bring your attention to the most, and hopefully he pops in here at some point.
It would be nice.
Is combat art training is having a big to do on.
September 27th through the 28th.
Yes, thank you. September 27th through 28th, this month, this year.
Like in...
In a couple of weeks.
Yes. 3 weeks.
There is the Combat Art Summit. And that is happening down in Gray, Kentucky at Tap Rack Ridge.
Yep.
Which is about 2 hours south of Lexington, Kentucky, if you're interested in kind of knowing where that is geographically. It is... Huge, huge,
tremendous,
tremendous. It's the size of China. There's some big things happening there with a ton of players coming in. So, Andrew has done a ton of work trying to pull a bunch of people together. And as of right now, there are 13 training organizations coming to Gray, Kentucky that weekend to teach.
So think about that, guys. So you have the opportunity in one place to train and get exposed to and watch and chat with that many trainers that are covering a wide swath of the United States. So if you can get to that one central location – then you don't have – you get to get that piece of it or that taste of it.
It's a sampler platter.
Exactly. Like it's the platter that comes to you at TGI Fridays. It has all the things you want.
Does it have potato skins?
Of course. How can you ask that question?
I mean, I've gotten sampler appetizer platters without potato skins, and that's wrong.
I think it's because they hated you.
Yeah.
You walked in and they said, that redhead's going to pay for the things that – some redhead did in my past. No, like, it's amazing, guys. It's absolutely amazing. And it's a collaborative thing with all these trainers together. So, like...
Yeah, so if you're familiar with the model that has been becoming quite popular with, say, the Night Ops Summit from Don Edwards, Green Line Tactical, they've made a name for themselves in terms of offering this kind of sampler style class where it's like a big get together, a bunch of awesome trainers, a bunch of students get all in one place, and then you pick and choose your curriculum and what classes you're going to take throughout the weekend. That is happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be big. And I think he's the goal is to grow it over time as well. So, but there's a bunch of classes. You can pick and choose them. The thing that you should really know about is not just a shooting event. It's not just shooty stuff. The idea of it is to be a comprehensive event of martial centric survival skills.
Right.
So,
And they have the areas all split up. So they have an area for combatants. They have an area for interior classroom stuff. They have an area for pistol stuff.
Yeah, there'll be some low light stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that they're going to be putting that all in one place.
Yeah. So, quick list of schools.
Yeah,
you might know some of these.
A few of them.
A few. Combat art training, obviously.
Andrew Smusherman.
Tactical response. I mean, little
just
name.
A little name, just a drop.
Forward training concepts.
Mr. Sonny Pizzicus.
Yeah, like, okay, two giant powerhouses of training. Definitive Training Solutions.
Mr. Zach Bush.
You know, one of my absolute favorite teachers.
Awesome.
Love that guy. I was just chatting with him yesterday. I might go out and visit him. I might go out to and go to Indianapolis for the EMS World Expo if I get credentials for it. Which would be fun.
I just took his entangled gunfighting with my son.
Yes.
Not that long ago.
Which I think we talked about on the podcast.
We did.
Yeah. Pace Training Initiative.
Mr. Calvin.
Always a good time. Performance Edge. Aaron Little.
Oh, that's right.
Who he's coming too. Is one of the best teachers. I love that guy. We had him on the podcast for... I think it was over the summer. It was Surviving Riots live stream. I think it was a couple months ago.
Okay.
He's an amazing resource. Somebody that I just love learning from. So excited to hear that he's going to be there. We have Zero Point Training.
Who's that?
That would be me. I will be doing radio stuff. A little tidbit, it like a truncated version of the Day Zero radio program.
Nice.
We have Prelectus Training, Jay Gibson.
Mr. Jay Gibson.
Elcar Concepts, Lewis Karras.
Yes.
Prepared Patriot, your friends down in North Carolina.
I believe it'll be Jerry Gage coming up.
Yep, Jerry. Homestead Medical, Chuck Peoples. Believe he's going to be there too.
Always a good time.
And just because, you know, one medical centric group isn't enough, we also are going to see Iron Forge Consulting Group down there. Jonathan Aldrich, our co-host.
Do we know what he's teaching?
I'm going to bet it's something medical.
You think it's going to be medical?
I'm going to bet. I also threw Andrew a line today. I was like, hey, by the way, you're going to have all three hosts of the new Ride Along EMT School podcast there. If you want to do some sort of like Q&A or like, you know, panel discussion.
Get your questions ready.
Chuck Peoples is going to be there. Sonny's an EMT or no, Sonny's a paramedic. There's going to be a lot of people that have EMS services down there. I don't know if people are interested in that stuff, but that is, you're gonna have a lot of people that kind of swim in those lanes, in the medical lanes.
Great Kentucky will be a safe place.
Mm-hmm. And one company I'm not super familiar with, Exodus Knife and Tool.
Jacob Peterson is an awesome dude. He makes knives. Well, he designs knives. And he also is really cool with all of the bushcrafting skills and all that stuff. Like, Jacob's a cool dude. Very, 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 very lovely human being.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet him. I've heard the name a bunch.
Yep. Mr. Adam Hall has the nerve to ask the question, is TGI Fridays even still in business?
That is a good question.
They are.
They are?
Yes. There's one in Quakertown.
They should be. They are the best, in my opinion, of those kind of like the trio of Americana BS restaurants, like Applebee's, TGI, Ruby Tuesdays, yes. TGI Fridays.
Yes.
Like those are the three that are like in my head the triumvirate of Americana restaurants.
I would like to tell a story right now.
Although I guess you could put Chili's in there too. I don't know.
No, Chili's is an abomination. Anyway.
Yeah.
So best advertising I've ever seen, period, ever, was a Red Robin. A Ruby Tuesdays that was across the street, across from a diner that was packed. They strung up a sign, no waiting here. I was like, that's awesome. Like all the people from the diner, they were sitting there for an hour wait to go sit down.
Oh, okay.
Just went right over to Ruby Tuesdays and like went and took a table because they had this giant sign they strung up saying there's no wait here for food. Anyway, randomness, but... You know,
hey, you know what? Get the ads in when you can. You know
what you get.
Take the opportunity.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we have the Combat Art Summit. Definitely go check that out. I'll put a link in the show notes at some point. But you can check them out at combatarttraining.com, I believe. Mm-hmm. Combat. I'm gonna just check it real quick.
Yep. I mean, it is our friend Andrew and. There it is.
Yep. So if you go to combatarttraining.com and you click on the very first link that pops up on that page is the Combat Art Summit. It's only $450. Like it's
and And I believe there is a discount code that you have.
Yes, somewhere I have a discount code that I can give people. I'm sorry, Andrew. I'm unprepared.
But yeah, I don't remember what mine is.
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes.
But any of the trainers that you, if you know any of those trainers that are going to be there, you can reach out to them. They all have a discount code, which knocks $100 off the cost.
Wow. Now you're down $100 off the cost.
Now you're down to $350.
Wow.
Like, that's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing.
$450 was amazing.
Yeah. I'll post about it after this. If anybody's interested, they can reach out directly through all of the social media stuff. We will get you hooked up, but you should go. It's going to be a thing. Like, it's going to be big. So Combat Art Training Summit, we'll be there. We're driving down.
Yes.
When are we leaving? Do you have a schedule that you need, that you have to stick to?
I took off Friday.
Okay. I'm off that Friday.
And I'm off Monday.
Oh, I might have to take off Monday.
Not that the Airbnb is going to be anyway,
but Monday's a drive day. So.
Yeah. It's set in stone. Yeah. Going, probably taking Sun with.
Oh, okay, cool.
So he'll be along for the ride.
Nice. If you want to see us, we will be down in Gray, Kentucky. I finally get to see Tap Rack Ridge, by the way. I got to meet them at the muster last year. I've heard so many great things about the facility. I can't wait to get down there.
The work that they've put into that thing is unreal.
So, that's the big one. That's the thing that we want everyone to know about. We might even wind up talking about it next week a little bit, just to remind you all, but not as big as this week. And we got lots of other stuff coming up. So,
Adam Hall has a quick question. He's asking about a class called Art of the Bad Guy. Is it the day before two? I have no idea, Adam, but if you reach out to Andrew, I'm sure he could tell you.
That's a no.
Okay.
I believe that was going to be a collab class between Tremis Dynamics and Combat Art Training. And I do not think, Tremis Dynamics is making the trip down to the summit. So
there's your answer.
I talked to Andrew, that class is being replaced by Proving Grounds. Oh. So, there is going to be a Proving Grounds. I don't know, but there's a Proving Grounds offering that day, the Friday before the summit, from Combat Art Training. So check that out. But we're going to get into what else we got going on. So
we have a bunch of like focused classes or highlights this weekend, on-site defensive pistol accuracy and accountability.
Yes. So there's a bunch of stuff happening this weekend. And I realize that us talking about what's happening this weekend on a Friday night, probably not the most useful thing.
True.
Unless it's a single day on a Sunday. So if you have nothing going on this Sunday, what we did was we saw one class on bulletin. We're like, hey, if you got nothing going on, you can still make this happen.
Look at him working for you.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the opportunities for you guys. So, this Sunday, September 7th, there is defensive pistol accuracy and accountability in Wappingers Falls, New York. It's a 1 day class. This is the class that I took. It is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it immensely. It's a very kind of like, you know, performance-based class, and I would highly recommend it. On-site puts on some amazing classes. They are prolific. They teach everywhere. I think they are more than half of the classes that are on Bulletin.
It's kind of crazy.
Is the on-site firearms training classes across the country, and they host a bunch of people. So that's the thing that you should take away from on-site, is that they have a lot of different classes, and they host a lot of like amazing trainers.
And not just that, but the reality is the far northeastern Pennsylvania, northeastern states, is underserved for firearms training. Like, it just is. It's just a fact.
Yeah, and they teach all around there.
So the fact that they're up there, like, and if you're in that area, you have amazing training that's right in your neighborhood, and you know if you live there and you train that you're underserved. It's just the reality. So,
well, you know, I think part of the mission of Bulletin is to actually, you know, help people realize that they're not necessarily underserved. There's a lot of great trainers around that are probably right in your neck of the woods.
Right.
It's just a lot of them don't have a lot of profile and they don't really know how to advertise. So that's what we're hoping to do is to really raise up everybody. Yeah. You know, the rising tide raises all ships. So, but you should definitely check out that class. You might even get to see our good friend, Sean.
Yes.
Who was our last episode on the Berm Limits interview series. Sean's great.
He's awesome.
We had a double like episode where like we were interviewing him and then his power went out. So then we had to pick it up the next week. So it took a little while to get his episode out, but that should be the last episode before this one, where you can go check out his interview. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Love chatting with him. He was like,
how old is he?
I don't know.
We forgot to ask. He looks young, but I know he's not
younger than we are. But that's not hard to do nowadays.
It's true. We are old.
It's kind of like walking into that EMT class. My lord.
Oh, my God.
We're double the age of all the other kids. I'm
still in shock from it.
I don't feel that old, but I guess I am. Like, I'm looking at myself in the camera right now, and I have a lot of white going on. It doesn't go gray. It's just white.
I'm started white and I'm going brown. So
yeah, we have to like adjust the white balance because of
your
face being so bright.
Yes.
On the camera, but, so a lot of stuff going on. Check out things on Bulletin, things going on this weekend. And there's things going on all the time. Now, what might be a little bit more useful is what's coming up next weekend. Like, if you got nothing going on next weekend, you should be looking at Bulletin to go check out other stuff that's happening. One of those things, which I wanted to bring up, is because I've heard so many good things about it. I haven't got to take this particular class yet, although we did take pistol cheat codes.
Yes.
Is rifle cheat codes happening down in Leesburg, Florida. So if you're in the Florida area, go check out Combat Art Training.
That is kind of the backyard of Mr. Andrew Schmishbida of Combat Art Training.
We also have, there's some classes from Surprise Break Firearms Training out in New London, Ohio. Some defensive shotgun.
Ooh.
Everyone loves a good shotgun class.
It's so lackadaisical.
I've heard good things from coming from.
What's wrong with me?
What's that?
How are we going to keep Monster interested if we don't do projects?
Oh, that's true. I mean, I did have a conversation with Monster.
And they said, who are you? Why are you emailing? Please don't do it.
And they said, you all right there, buddy?
I am here for you people.
I love having headphones on when someone has a respiratory infection next to me.
That's why I'm not like, I could just focus it in right there, but I'm not doing
that. Yeah, don't do that. What were we just talking about? Oh, Monster.
Yeah.
So, they said, we are focused on, sport, like extreme sports and metal. And meaning metal bands and stuff. Mm. Apparently that's their focus on sponsorships and advertising opportunities, which I don't disagree with. I think that's a much better strategy than say, you know, advertising with the Berm Limits podcast. However, I told them they're going to get free advertising anyway. So,
I mean, they'll come back. They'll see that we are dedicated to showing off that we drink probably unhealthy drinks every time.
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do is eventually we're going to have a little button somewhere on the screen that somebody can push to like buy us a Monster. And hopefully we can at least
pay for our addiction,
convince people to like, you know, help us with buying us some Monsters. That would be great because the Monster budget around here is burdensome.
It's hefty.
It's hefty. Especially with multiple podcasts going on. Do you need a break?
No, I'm good.
Cool.
I'm here.
Max missed class because he was sick. And
oh my
he was
God,
like, he's been... like, and he missed a couple episodes of us filming for the new podcast. And he's like, I'm coming over. I'll be over in a minute. I'm like, no,
I'm dying,
no,
but
you're
I'll be
not.
Over.
You're going to stay home. Like, you're not coming here.
That's what he said.
I did. I'm like, I got a family, man. Anyway, so next weekend, bunch of stuff happening. If you're in Texas, Fighting Pistols happening in Bastrop, Texas. If you're in Pennsylvania, you got Defensive Carbine happening in Sugarloaf, Pennsylvania from On-Site Firearms Training. Let's see. We've got, what's MA? Is that Maryland or that's Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
Right? Yeah. So we got Hyannis, Massachusetts, on-site firearm training happening the same week. They got stuff happening on the same weekend. They're, look at that. Defensive pistol skills for women with Rachel Maloney.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I love seeing female focused like training classes to make them feel more comfortable to get more women into the martial art of gunfighting. Yes. There's a defensive shotgun 2 happening in New London, Ohio on Sunday. Oh, okay. So Saturday is defensive shotgun. Sunday is defensive shotgun 2 from Surprise Break.
Makes sense.
One all happening out in Ohio. Yeah, bunch of stuff happening. The big ones are, it looks like there's Surprise Break and an on-site happening so next weekend.
We have a question from Mr. Josh DeWalt, or maybe it's a statement. Entangled gunfighting is an extreme sport. I don't know if he's asking the question or if he's making a statement. I would call entangled gunfighting for Mr. Zach Bush a extreme sport.
It is. I mean, it's certainly exhausting. I've taken it. Max has taken mm-hmm. it. I think it's an amazing. Was it single day?
Single
day. It's the most comprehensive single day like combatives course that you could probably imagine. Like
my son's very first structured gun class, firearms class.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to break the cherry.
It is. It is. Highly recommend it. It is an extreme sport.
Yeah, like, agreed.
Like sparring with UTMs and going hands on with people is, I actually would love to be able to develop a Friday night fight club or something where we put mats down and just do that stuff. I would be so happy to be able to do combative force on force on a regular
fight club live on the berm limits.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be pretty friggin' cool.
It could be like we could turn that into like a UFC type of thing and like have commentators. Yeah, that could
be. We have to have Gary as a commentator.
Oh, that would, I mean, he, it I'm
would
sure,
be, it would
I'm
be sure hilarious. He would.
But yeah. Okay. You know, we'll pencil that one in, you know, ideas for,
that
for,
struck a chord, for
future
people.
Things.
I may have created a monster.
Okay. 3 weeks out.
Yes.
Bunch of stuff happening.
Yes.
The biggest one I wanted to raise some profile on, because I think that anybody who has been in the firearms world, especially from a trained, like an instructor perspective, needs to know about this class. We talked to Sean over at On-Site Firearms Training a bunch about instructor development classes. And there is one coming to North Versailles, PA, which is out by Pittsburgh, Friday, September 19th. And it goes from the 19th to 20th to 21st. It is the Rangemaster 3-day instructor development with Tom Givens. Like it is, he's
a legend,
in this world. Right. And I've heard nothing but amazing things from people who have taken those classes that have gone through that development program. So if you have the opportunity, this is the one that I'd be like, yes, you need to take that.
So something to think about, guys, is that there is a generation of instructors that are going into their elder years, and some of them are going to continue to instruct, some of them may not. And this is one of these things where, like, if you're saying to yourself, I'll get to it at some point, you may not have the opportunity to get to it at some point. So when you have these guys that's that generation, whether it's Clint Smith, who's now pretty much out of it, or John Farnham or Tom Givens, like they're all like kind of that generation of like, this may be your last chance.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play the I wish I had game.
Yep.
So this is one of these things. If you're in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and you have the opportunity,
yeah,
then even if you're not, like, this is one you should be paying attention to.
But I think instructor development courses are an incredible tool.
Are you attending, sir?
I can't.
Okay, what's in the way of that?
I'm teaching.
Well, your students will be okay.
No, I mean, like, I've made a commitment to people to be in Sugarloaf to teach them. This is the conundrum, right? Like, okay, I fill up the schedule, and by the time I find out that, you know, there's a huge opportunity that I can take as a student, I've already committed to, you know, offering a class to students. And that comes first. Like, I have to make that come first. So I will be in Sugarloaf on the 20th teaching day zero rifle. And then on Sunday is day zero shotgun. But that's what I'm doing. And there are plenty of opportunity. Like, there are still openings in that class if anybody wants to take them. Like, I need to, you know, we need to get some people in there. So definitely check that out. But if you're not going to that, you should go to Tom Givens' class out in Western PA, especially if you are somebody that has an interest in teaching. I think that's probably one of the benchmark, you know, instructor development courses.
So Mr. Josh DeWalt just had another comment for us. He says that John Farnham is doing armed response to a terrorist attack in Ohio the same weekend as the summit.
Yep. That, I mean, if somebody can call John Farnham and have him reschedule, that'd be great. it's like, there's a lot of trainers going to sometimes you have all of the things happening all at one time. All right. So, tons of stuff happening.
Yeah.
So a couple more things from that weekend, 3 weeks out, if you're in Texas, we got, Fight Hacker Escapeology, from Forward Training Concepts, Sonny Pazikas, yep, out in Texas. Day three navigation, for anybody who's gone through some navigation courses, we have that happening in Centralia, Pennsylvania. Fighting Pistol in Titusville, Florida. They're going to the fighting or tactical response is going down to Florida. More classes from Surprise Break, the NRA Basics of Pistol Shooting. That sounds like a barn burner. Anytime there's an NRA in a name, I'm like, yeah, I've done some NRA courses, although I'm sure they do a better job. I'm sure they do it very well and do it justice. It's the ones that that are like the NRA instructor programs. Go take a break.
Ah.
Okay. So that's what we got going on. Bunch of stuff over the next 3 weeks. And then the big one to remember is the Combat Art Training Summit. Happening later this month in Kentucky.
Be there, guys.
Be there. Okay. So that's the highlights for this week. And with that, we have gotten through the things that we wanted to talk about, and we're going to leave you like we, you know, a regular segment that I think has been really a lot of fun for us to kind of have for the Berm Limits episodes is a training tip.
Yes. So notes, more importantly, not just for you.
Yes. So this week, Max and I had a situation where not only...
Because of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Because of that.
Because of that.
Max got sick.
I did.
Couldn't go to class.
Yes.
Luckily, he had a friend in class, me.
Yep.
Who takes notes.
Very good notes, by the way.
Just like you were in school.
Exactly.
I have to take notes. The way that my brain works is that I do not pay attention. Like, I have to be actively listening for me to retain anything from the class or from any type of thing. So I always have notes with me or have a way to take notes.
God damn it. I apologize, people.
So I always have a way to take notes. And I think that's very important as a student. Now, what I do with those notes when after the class, I will admit I hardly ever look at them. But it's my process of learning to use the notes to form stuff in my brain, and it helps me recall. So it's just one of those things. Everyone's going to learn differently. I'm going to have to kick you out of the room. Like,
it's just there's a tickle in the back that just
keeps... Go take care of it.
Yeah, I'll be back, people.
Okay.
God damn, it just will not stop.
All right, so training tip for the week. Oh, Max is going to walk in front of the camera. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to show you guys what I do. So I carry one of these these right in the rain notebooks. If you're watching the actual feed, you should be able to see my notebook here, which is actually fresh from this week because I ran out of space in the other one that I was doing. And what I've done is I buy these little elastic pen holders from Amazon. I'll put links in the show notes. Basically I take a write in the rain pen, a write in the rain book, and that elastic holder, and I put them all together and I keep it in my pocket as part of my EDC, my everyday carry, right? So this I think is a really important tool for really all walks of life. Having the ability to write something down is really important. It has saved my ass many a time. And it saved my ass the other night when Max needed notes. All right, well, I got notes. Actually, I took them on my computer that night. That's what I typically do when I have the opportunity, is to write on the computer because I can just copy paste and organize stuff as I go. But often when I'm in a class, I will have one of these small pocket sized, it's kind of a field note size version of the Write in the Rain books. I like Write in the Rain a lot because you can write in the rain.
That's kind of in the name. By the way, I'm back, people.
Oh, we know. We heard that you never left. It's like headphones. I can hear everything in this house. So this is the tool that I choose to use. Other people might have other notes.
I'm horrible. My handwriting is hideous. So I need something a little bit larger format for me, just because trying to fill in one of those is tough for me. The ones that are bulletin branded are almost the perfect size.
Oh, yeah. I have a few different ones on the bulletin shop page. I like these small ones because I stick them in a pocket and I have them with me all the time. But like the larger ones, the spiral notebook ones, those are really good too. Those are good for like multiple classes. I can usually fit a class, like 2 days worth of notes, 1 to 2 days in one of these little books. And then I have a stack of them. So, they're really useful, and there's ways to maximize it. And like, there isn't a solution out there where they all come together like that. So I
liked when I first saw that, I was like, wait, did he have it made that way? Like it was,
no, I just put it all together.
You should sell that, sir.
Sell it as a kit. I sure can.
You should.
Yep. As a matter of fact, I'll do that. I'll get that on the website soon. But yeah, it's kind of like a little student notebook kit. And make sure that, unfortunately, what I have found is that there really is no substitute for Write in the Rain branded pens. They are the only ones that have the Fisher Space Pen. Well, actually, I guess Fisher Space Pens would have it too. But they need the specific cartridge in them that will allow them to be pressurized and write with them so that they work in the rain and they use waterproof ink. So that's an important part of it too. It's got to have the right combination of all the stuff together. Max has left again. I think he's dying. He's got tuberculosis. It's what it sounds like. From my trained medical ear, it sounds like it's tuberculosis.
It's not tuberculosis.
I'm the one telling the story.
Okay. Tuberculosis
bloods
everywhere. It's horrible.
Yep. So apparently we have an infirmary here now at the bulletin studio.
Yes.
Or is it sanitarium? Is that where people with
yes, they went to sanitariums.
What Doc Holliday had
tuberculosis. It literally started the sanitariums, from what I understand.
Yeah, I think that's what they went for.
But
yeah.
He saved my butt because he took amazing notes. I was able to go through them. Included the chapter reviews for me. So it was really something that, you know, it was really something I really appreciated. And that's because he's prepared.
Yep. And when we did CPR the other night, I did take live notes because I figured we were going to be doing the hoocha, hoocha, hoocha thing, you know, with the hands and not having a computer in front of me. So I took live notes and then transposed those to a digital format. It's whatever you got to do. Take your notes, you know. Collect your information, synthesize it, do what you got to do.
Yep.
And then share it if your friends need it. Okay. So that's our training tip for the week. Take notes. And with that, we can we'll wrap up with our last segment, and we'll see if there are any comments from the peanut gallery, from the viewership.
Mr. Josh DeWald again. OC spray is
a bronchodilator if you need to open up. So he's saying that
You should spray me with OC.
Yes, that is, and I'm inclined to just to see what happens. But yeah, so I've been kind of monitoring. I don't see any that we've really big ones that we've missed for tonight. So we'll kind of wrap this thing up and really just say thank you all for you know joining us and for bearing with us, for those that are regular listeners, for kind of you know taking the journey with us and seeing the progression of the Berm Loops podcast. We've made a bunch of changes over the last 3 years in ways that we present the information, segments that we do, you know, the way that we chat, the way we release stuff, and hopefully we're getting better every day or every time that we release one of these things and
feels smoother to me. But
and the production quality has certainly I think gone up since some of our first episodes. But let us know how we're doing, folks.
Yeah, you
know?
And we'll see you in a week.
Yeah, we will see you in a week. Next Friday will be our next episode. But until then, get out there, get smart, stay ready. And find training.